A tribal organization is honoring a U.S. senator from South Dakota for legislation he pushed through Congress 40 years ago. The Tribal Interior Budget Council gathered in Rapid City earlier this month and recognized former Senator James Aberesk. Officials say he was instrumental in passing key legislation that fostered tribal self-governance. SDPB's Least Rubinger has this report.
James Aberesk was a one-term U.S. senator, but during his time in Congress, he was able to pass several laws boosting tribal sovereignty. Aberesk authored much of the Indian Child Welfare Act, the Indian Self-Determination Act, and the Indian Religious Freedom Act. He says being honored by tribal members means a great deal to him. Aberesk says much of the inspiration for the laws he helped create came from his childhood.
I was born and raised on the Rosebud Reservation, and I ran around and played with Indian kids all the time. There was a lot of racism, and probably including me back in those days, against Indians. And I snapped out of it when I was in college. I understood now what I was doing was kind of demeaning Indians back then, and I should never have done it, but I've gotten over that now.
Aberesk was also instrumental in increasing the amount of money associated with the Black Hills Treaty land claim, which tribal nations still haven't accepted. Gay Kingman is the executive director of the Great Plains Tribal Chair Association. She says decades after leaving office, Aberesk still calls her to comment on current legislation.
He continued to advocate for, you know, Indian people, and he represented many of the tribes and the people. And he still calls me now and then, and he'll call, and I know he's in failing health now. He's up in age, but he's still very strong.
Former Senator James Aberesk was unable to attend the Tribal Interior Budget Council ceremony held to honor his work due to health issues. His son Charlie read from a prepared statement in Rapid City. Charlie then accepted a gift on behalf of his father.
And then they gave him a beautiful star quilt. He still got it. I hope he doesn't try to keep it.
Aberesk was both a U.S. representative and senator for most of the 1970s. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strupinger in Rapid City.